This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in the U.S. state of Louisiana are confronting the menace of a new hurricane weeks after one battered parts of the state. They received stark warnings to brace for winds that could turn debris into missiles and to use the remaining hours before Hurricane Delta strikes to take necessary emergency precautions. Forecasts showed Delta had strengthened back into a Category 3 hurricane as it bore down on the state Thursday afternoon. It carried winds of 115 miles per hour and the potential to deliver a storm surge of up to 11 feet when it arrived Friday evening. The projected paths included the southwest area of Louisiana, where Category 4 Hurricane Laura made landfall less than 2 months ago. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor has cleared him for public engagements beginning this weekend, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump's doctor says the president can make a safe return to public engagements as early as Saturday. In a letter updating the president's condition, Dr. Sean Conley says the president, who tested positive for COVID-19 last week, has completed the course of therapy prescribed by his team of physicians. Conley writes that Trump has responded extremely well to treatment without evidence on examination of adverse therapeutic effects. Trump, who returned to the White House Monday from Walter Reed Military Medical Center, is eager to resume campaign appearances with Election Day less than 4 weeks away. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Six people have been charged in U.S. federal court with plotting to kidnap the Democratic governor of the U.S. state of Michigan, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, at her vacation home. Separately, seven more people have been charged with trying to target police in the Michigan Capitol. The FBI says in a court filing that four had planned to meet Wednesday to make a payment on explosives and exchange tactical gear. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is pulling out of an October 15 debate with Democratic rival Joe Biden after it was changed to a virtual event. Mr. Trump, who was hospitalized for 3 days after disclosing last Friday he tested positive for the novel coronavirus, blasted the formal change announced by the nonpartisan commission in charge of the debates and expressed concern his microphone could be turned off. On Thursday night, he told Fox News he was feeling really good and might return to the campaign trail Saturday night, possibly with a rally in Florida. His physician said in a memo Mr. Trump had completed his course of therapy and could return to public engagement Saturday. A British study finds 86% of people infected with the coronavirus did not show the main symptoms on the day they were tested. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Researchers at University College London analyzed data from an official survey which had been testing thousands of households every week, regardless of whether the subjects had COVID symptoms. Researchers found that of those who tested positive, 86% did not have key symptoms, such as a cough, a fever, or loss of taste or smell. Lead researcher Irene Peterson says the figures suggest many may be spreading the virus while asymptomatic, adding frequent and widespread testing of all individuals is needed to curb silent transmission. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Barrera said late Thursday that most of the Caribbean island nation would open to international tourism starting next week as it moved towards a new normality after containing its coronavirus outbreak. The country, which closed its borders 6 months ago in a bid to contain the spread of the virus, has been gradually opening up the tourism ahead of the November-March high season, first in Northern Keys and then another beach resort. 13 of Cuba's 16 provinces will now be open to tourism. Marrero told a roundtable discussion broadcast to the nation, albeit not yet the capital Havana, which only just appears to have curbed the second wave of infections with strict measures, including a curfew. International tourism is one of Cuba's top hard currency earners. Canada's Justice Department said late Thursday that a judge has upheld the majority of Canada's privilege claims over documents sought by lawyers for Huawei chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou. In her U.S. extradition case, in August, Meng's lawyers argued for the release of more confidential documents relating to her December 2018 arrest in Vancouver, including emails between Canadian and American authorities. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.